You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down.
Welcome back to the Christmas edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. Today is December 16th, 2021. Robert, let's hear your best Jingle Bell song.
Wow, you're hitting them early and quick.
Jingle Bell song?
Yes. Come on.
Do you mean Christmas song?
Christmas song, yes. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell.
What's your best? I just realized, what is your best Jingle Bell song?
This was in last night at our huddle dinner.
And he's making up songs.
Yeah. I'm making up songs and yes. I'm loving it. I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Yes, and you were late
because
today.
Because I love Christmas.
Yes.
My name is Marvin, and around the round table, we have... I don't know what I'm saying.
No.
It's Christmas. I'm ready for vacation.
Yes, you are.
We have Jorge... How do you say hot flash in Spanish?
Caliente rápido? I don't know.
Jorge Caliente Rápido! Arriba, okay. Arriba, yeah, you Fernández!
You make me sound like a wrestler.
Nacho Libre.
There it is.
What's your favorite line from that movie?
Get that corn out of my face.
No. There's another thing.
I believe in science.
No.
No.
Hey, Sancho. Do you have some sweatpants to borrow?
No. Somehow die.
Oh, yes. Line. Yes, when he gives the food and the priest says, I've had diarrhea since Easter. As you can tell, I love Nacho Libre, but... We're digressing.
Dude,
George, rápido caliente.
It is hot flash, though, you know?
Rápido caliente Fernández. It is a little warm in this office today.
It's
I'm hot.
Degrees.
And we also have Robert Malikilikimaka Concepcion.
That means
Merry Christmas in Tagalog.
You're butchering it.
How do you say it?
Malikilikimaka. That's what it is.
Okay. Robert. How do you say Merry Christmas in Tagalog?
The way you said it.
No, that's Hawaiian.
Say it
so we can follow.
So the listeners want to know, how do you say Merry Christmas in Tagalog?
How do you say it? Maligayang Pasko.
Maligaya Pasko to all of our Tagalog listeners.
And Feliz Navidad.
And Feliz Navidad to all of our Guatemalan listeners. And... Merry Christmas to all of our... Everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody else, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, today is December 16th. It is the Christmas edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. We're excited. We're excited for a number of different things. One particular thing that I am not excited about.
Wait a second. Why would you say I'm excited about all these things? One thing I'm not excited about. Why would you lead with that?
Well,
I'm so excited about
I'm excited about Christmas. I'm excited about being with my family. I'm excited about Christmas services at CA this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I'm not excited about.
What is that? Tell us, Marvin. Yes.
I'd like to share that with you guys. Actually, before I do that.
Let's pray.
Let's consider that, but before we do, think about it, the first time we prayed, there's three pastors in the room, when we had Jake Walker like two months ago.
That's right.
And it was like a one-time thing.
And we prayed before the podcast because, you know, Jake's a good boy. And we want to, by the way, Jake, if you're listening.
What do you think the three of us are?
Thank you.
Come on.
You're a man, Jake. You're a man. Thank you for being on the podcast. If you didn't catch Jake Walker's episode, go back and listen to it. It was really good stuff.
That's what we actually prayed.
Can I tell you about the fight that I had with Sandra this morning?
That's why I was late.
Morning. I was late today. I will confess. I wouldn't call it a fight, but it was a
conversation.
Difference of opinion in a conversation. So,
was that a brawl or anything?
No brawl. We're having breakfast this morning, and she reminds me that the person that comes and helps us with the cleaning in our house is coming on Wednesday. So she comes once a month, and she helps us with the cleaning. And I said, well, that's great, because she'll come right before Christmas, and we'll have a nice clean house. Our kids get home from college this week, and so nice for them to come home to a clean house. So all of that was great. I said, okay, fine. Wonderful. This just means that we have to be out of the house for like 4 hours. And then she said to me, she goes, and don't forget to tip them. Right? Because it's
It's not a lady?
It is a lady. It's two ladies.
Okay.
That come over. And I said...
You give them their Christmas gift.
I said, yeah, sure, of Absolutely. Course. We'll tip them. And then she said, she goes, how much are you going to tip them? And I said, I don't know, $25 each? Was that felt reasonable to me?
Whatever you pay them again. Whatever their weekly or monthly
rate.
Well,
how much did you pay
them? No, no.
That's how what, do
you
pay them?
No, you double it?
Yeah, just give
them, so she looked at me and she called me cheap.
Mm. Ooh, those are fighting words.
She called me because I said, in full honesty, we pay them $150 once a month. So $75 each.
Okay.
Right, is what their rate is. Mm-hmm. So I was going to give them give them an additional $25 as a tip. And she called me cheap.
Each.
She says, no, that's too little. And I'm like, the ladies come to our house
once. I want her to buy my gift, not you.
She said, these ladies come to our house once a month.
Chiclets.
A $25 tip felt appropriate to me. She said I was being cheap. What do you guys think? Do you guys, I know, George, you have like a million people working in your house. No. You tipped them all?
We give our gardener whatever his monthly compensation, we give it.
So what is his monthly compensation?
$150
a month.
So we give him $150.
So you double it? So you give him $300 bucks in December?
No, I give him $100. Yeah, we give him $150 check, and then our housekeeper, we do the same thing. Give her $150 for Christmas.
That's a lot, bro. Well,
he has.
Now a lot. I do feel
no,
cheap.
He has a lot, but that's why.
Well, yes, you have. Okay, Robert, what do you do? What do you do, Robert?
Well,
I'm talking about people that come to your house to work.
Yeah, we do have someone who cleans our house.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I don't give the double that George
gives.
I
don't either.
But I give for her birthday also.
You know her birthday?
Yes.
I don't even know her name, dude.
Oh, see, now because you leave the house. I mean,
I do.
But we,
she tells me,
I don't even
she
know
tells
her
me
name.
Teresa or whatever her name is coming over, and then I leave the house.
Well, obviously, that's her name.
Well, I don't know her name. I'm just messing. It's not Teresa. I just invented that name.
Mm. So there's two of them. You don't know either of their
names. Of course I don't know either of them. Oh, I definitely
And how long have they been cleaning your home?
About a year and a half.
You should probably know their name if
they're
once in your
house a month they
hours.
Come over.
You have anything missing when you get home?
That's my
his tooth.
Yeah, my gold teeth are missing. I'm at work when they come over, and I come home to a clean house. I enjoy their services, and we pay them, I think, what is a reasonable rate.
Yeah, that's.
But I don't double it.
It's not double. It's
Robert,
it's
what do you do?
It's a gift.
Okay, so you give them a Christmas gift?
I do.
And a birthday gift?
Yes, I do.
And did you say you give them also like a Labor Day gift?
No, not a Labor Day gift.
Independence Day? Arbor Day?
Someone coming to your home.
Yes.
You know, they come to be someone that you know personally.
Okay, well, I don't know her. I don't know her personally, but how much do you give her?
I give them $100.
Additional to their rate.
Yes.
So whatever they charge you, you add another $100 to it.
That's correct.
And that's per person? So my wife is right. I'm cheap.
During COVID, and they weren't coming, were you still paying her?
Yes. Actually, they came through COVID. They took 1 month off. They took 1 month off, like March of 2020 when things got out of whack.
Did you pay them?
We did pay them.
See?
Because we wanted them to keep coming. And then the next month, we just left the house. I mean, they came and wore masks, and they sanitized everything. So actually, it was better for us. We were not in the house while they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been following that same kind of routine. So when they come over, we leave the house,
mm-hmm.
or we'll go in the backyard, or work from outside or wherever. So we're not in contact with them.
It's fine. It's hard to find good help, man. And it's hard to find.
Yeah, no,
you can
we
trust.
We enjoy their services, mm-hmm. and
more than anything.
Mm-hmm. So I'm being cheap at $25.
Well, you could at least go half of $75.
To be honest with you, I've never tipped my gardener.
It's not a tip. It's a gift.
I've never gifted my gardener.
Yeah, I mean.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Your postman?
My postman?
Yeah, someone who delivers your mail.
You literally tip your mailman.
Yeah, you give him $15, $20 for
no!
a burger.
What are you talking about?
Dude, you don't do that?
I feel like
I do
I have
not
a
do that.
One every couple months.
Like, do you tip your Amazon guy and your FedEx person?
The guy who delivers mail, I see most of the time,
okay.
right? And the gardener and... the garbage collectors.
No.
Yes.
What do? You tape a $100 bill to the garbage can?
Dude, no. I know exactly when they get it. So just once, one time in a year when they come around.
My goodness. If I did all of that, I literally would have
this is what happens with
nothing
our
left over for my Christmas.
Our gardener is so nice. He's such a just a nice
Our guy's
gentleman.
Nice too.
He
knew his name. His name is Christian.
He never asked for a raise. So we just give him more.
He's never asked me for a raise in 5 years either.
And we just increase it. And then
you increase it?
Yeah.
I haven't increased it in 5 years.
We just increased it again just 2 months ago.
How much do you pay your gardener?
Yeah.
$150.
You pay $150, and how much do you increase it by?
Well, it was $125 before, so just increased it to $150.
So that's only 2 years. So how many
and
years
how often
have you
does,
had your,
how often
your,
does he come?
Your gardener?
Every week.
He comes every week and you pay $150?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I am cheap.
5 years ago, $80.
So apparently I'm cheap and my wife is right. And so I got to go home and apologize and I'll add
Wait,
it.
Wait, how did the fight end? I mean.
She said I was cheap. And then I said, well, if it's that important to you, it should come from your budget. And she got really mad and walked away.
What do you mean your budget? Okay, that's a whole other. Okay. Well, you better come in my office. That's a whole. Not only your budget.
Well,
those are fighting words.
No, we have everything is joint. But
no, it's not. Apparently, it's not.
Yeah, your budget. What does that even mean?
But she has
your money.
She has allocation for the household expenses. So I said, well, that needs to come out of that then.
That's not what you said.
So I guess there's no cereal this month, or there's no
kids.
There's no cheese.
There's no cheese or milk because we paid the cleaning lady an extra $25.
Enjoy the watermelon lasagna from last night.
All right. Well, if you are still listening, and if you're not totally upset with us,
yeah, they've left.
Thank you for hanging with us.
How many listens?
You can always send your complaints or comments or feedback to Robert C. Robert C. at chchurch.com. He loves to hear your feedback, guys. We have hit over 7,700 total plays, and I just want to say thank you to all the guys who hang with
us. Thank you to our wives.
Thank you to our wives
for
listening.
Hitting play over and over.
Hitting play over and over.
Yes.
Please, please help us spread the word of this great podcast by sharing the episode with your friend.
I read that.
All right. I'm going to ask you a few questions, George.
Hey, hold on. Hey, what happened to the first line here, Staples Center?
I'm gonna use that next time, so don't worry about that. We spent too much time talking about tips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
stick with the script, bro.
I know. I went off script. But you know what?
If people knew we
It's Christmas
script,
and...
If people think about that, people think we just wing it.
We don't wing it.
It's preparation.
I know. Everything that has been said so far has been carefully scripted, except for Robert's
There was
line.
An asterisk
except
by
Robert's,
Robert asking about the gardener
except
and
Except for Robert's line.
Favors.
That's,
All
that
right.
Was,
if you guys want to reference this, go listen. To the interview with Tommy Walker and listen to what George
What
will
we
and
do to
Warren,
dogs?
Okay.
There's a brand new segment that we call Ask George. Robert, hit the music. Ba-da-ba-ba.
There you go. Jingle.
Ask
your
George.
Jingle bell
which
song? Song?
Which version are you looking for?
Your favorite jingle bell
George,
song.
George, in this segment,
you
must answer each question in one sentence or less. I know you like to talk. So we're going to keep you to one sentence or less. Are you ready, George?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Five questions. Number one, when is the best time of year to buy a new car?
April.
Why?
You said one sentence.
No, that's one word. You can elaborate.
It's also a sentence? You can what?
You said one word.
And what did you say after?
You can elaborate.
Okay, and that didn't come out right. I think the studies have shown that that's the best time to buy a car is March or April.
So it's not the end of the year.
No.
All right. Common misconception.
Yeah, I think it was Consumer Reports came out with that.
All right. Yep. George, question number two, one sentence or less. Is it okay to have a credit card for the travel rewards or any rewards?
Yes, as long as you pay it off every month. The
All
balance.
Right. Good answer. Question number three. Is it time to buy or sell stocks?
Yes.
Elaborate, please.
Yes.
Depends on the stocks.
It's always time to buy and sell?
You always want to buy stocks because they go up about 70 to 80% of the time. So if you're a long-term investor, you're not looking at what's happening today or tomorrow. You're looking at where it's going to be, hopefully, in the end of your time frame, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 30 years.
All right. Fair enough.
It's called a macro view.
Macro view. Wow, it's such a fancy word for saying sell
for that kind of stuff.
Or buy.
No, not... Oh, gosh.
Yes. Okay, George, question number four. Do you calculate your tithe on your net or gross income?
Gross.
All right. And question number five. What is your favorite song to work out to?
Did you watch the movie?
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go. Okay, well, let him answer. Get him answer.
Hot Flash Dance.
No, there's. I have a lot of different. It's hard to pick one. Here's my...
You got to have a go-to jam. Come on.
No, I have a go-to...
Remember, what's your go-to jam? What do you play to hype yourself up when
I have
in your garage gym?
Okay, what do you call it when you have a...
A playlist.
Playlist.
Yes. I have what called, do you call it?
On your phone. It's called a playlist.
It's called... I'm going to let you read it. What it's called. Hold on, my playlist. Robert, what is this called?
Snoop Dogg.
No, what is that called?
That's what it says. Snoop Dogg is your...
No.
It's a Snoop Dogg. Puff. What is that?
It's called Get Down.
Get Down. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, this is how we get down.
Yes. So that's my workout.
Okay.
So.
Well, what's your song?
Well, hold on. Well, they're all here.
Give me one. Come on.
It's the latest one is by this guy named Rag and Bone Man. It's called Human.
Okay. Never heard of that before.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right.
Here it is.
That's your workout gym?
It gets better. Okay.
You're boring, bro. All right. Well, I added one question that I didn't put on this list.
Uh-oh.
It is Christmas time. The Lakers and Celtics have about the same record. Mm-hmm. Pretty close to 500 each team. Who will have a better record at the end of the year?
Depending on health.
No.
Everyone's
dealing with health. Who will have a better record at the end of the year? No asterisk attached to it.
I think Celtics.
You think the Celtics will have a better record at the end of the year than the Lakers? Obviously, Robert and I think the Lakers. Are you willing to wear a shirt again?
Which one?
The Lakers shirt.
The one that was...
I will wear your Celtics shirt.
The one that was two sizes too small?
Yeah, that one.
That's embarrassing.
I will wear your Celtics shirt if the Celtics have a better record. So you're willing to go there again. Robert, you are witness to this transaction.
Yes.
At the end of the season, whichever team has the best regular season record, not talking about playoffs.
Yes.
Because I think so. Neither of them might make the playoffs at this point.
No, because I looked and they've played the least amount of home games of any team in the NBA.
All right.
So that means they played
listeners, will wear a Celtics t-shirt. Celtics. And we have to wear it.
They played 11 home games and 17 road games.
Jorge, we have to wear it at the services so the guys can see us in our shirts. So you can bring me a Celtics shirt and I will wear it at one of the services, and I will bring you a Lakers shirt that you will wear at one of the services.
Deal. And what if it's tied? What if they have the same record?
If it's tied, then we'll figure out a tiebreaker. That'll be unlikely.
We'll both wear them.
No. We'll figure out a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right.
Which never comes to service. Well, not looking
Robert.
Spooky. Come on, man.
Hey, Robert. Tell the men what is happening in the world of men's ministry.
You don't have it here.
I do have it.
No, you don't.
It's right there. What's happening? Robert. See, that's your name. What's happening at CA? Robert.
Yeah, you have it.
Well, there you go.
Men's,
Robert.
Well, we've been promoting this already. Men's Gathering happening on January 15th.
Woohoo! Men's Gathering.
And it's
Wait. What day?
January 15th.
No, it's January 12th.
You don't have it here. Just read the damn
paper. Read the paper. Read the paper.
January 12th. It's a good catch, Marvin.
Yes, I know.
January 12th, Wednesday night, 7 p.m.
Yes.
And it's called an invite night.
It is.
Why are we
calling it invite night?
That's because you get a chance to invite your kid to come. Not only a friend or a neighbor, but also your kid.
But a certain age?
Well, it'd be great if they're high school.
And middle school.
Middle school.
Sixth grade and up.
Jake Walker will be a guest speaker, and he'll bring a good word that'll be applicable not only to men, but also to our students.
That's right. And Jake is going to be talking about pressing toward the goal. What an appropriate message for the new year. Talking about setting goals. Pressing toward the goal.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
It's going to be a great message. Yeah. All men, sixth grade and up, can join us. But do invite your friends also.
Yeah, well, you know, this is actually the first time CA will have something like that where you get to have your sons, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nephews, whoever, who's a student.
A special time.
To come and be with the men's gathering.
Yeah.
With us.
Will you bring your boys?
Absolutely.
Great. I'm bringing my son. And as an added bonus, we have a really fun food option. Tell them what it is.
Free banh mi?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. Wow. We spared no expense.
Wow.
We spared no expense.
George,
free banh mi
sandwiches. Looking delicious. You know, you,
George,
you
have
love
you
this,
have
right?
you ever had a banh mi sandwich?
You love this,
yes,
right?
We've had it before.
When did you have it?
Here, we had it here. One of the men's things.
And did you eat it?
I did.
Did you like it?
I ate it.
You're not a fan?
I ate it. not Well, everyone has their own palate, so I'm just...
Yeah, your palate's like a five-year-old palate. You like peanut butter and you like goldfish crackers. That's macaroni. Cheese. That's it. That's your palate. Pizza. Yeah.
What's the best burger place around here?
Yeah. Best Ruffy's. Shake Shack, obviously, according to George. Hate Shake Shack. Free Bon Me sandwiches for everyone. January 12th. Invite a friend. It is going to be fun, you guys. So please,
man, come on up. I'd love to bring Kanan, but he's in fourth grade. I mean, sneak him in and put him
in. Yeah, sneak him in. We're not going to check IDs. Don't worry. Bring him in. All right. Well, with the rest of our time today.
That's really great, Pastor George.
He said it. I didn't say it.
Sneak him in. Give him a fake ID.
I said I'd love to bring him in.
Well, we are focusing on the theme of Christmas. And since it is the week prior to Christmas. By the way, we are excited. Guys, if you're listening to this prior to our Christmas services this weekend, the 18th and 19th, we invite you to be with us. And also Christmas Eve services on the 23rd and 24th. Make plans to be with us.
But so George, the services are four that are, or two weekends that are basically the same.
That's not true.
Right? Or no, I'm asking.
No, they're not. The services on the 18th and 19th are different services than the 23rd and 24th.
Oh,
so you'll
okay.
want to come to at least two of those.
Okay.
So George.
Someone asked me that.
Yeah, I know.
They can be the same.
George, yes. you wanted to share something that's near and dear to your heart, and that is on the topic of Christmas. You're one of the persons that I know that really enjoys Christmas, and you enjoy celebrating it so much so that your car has been decked out with holiday lights and things like that. So tell us about...
If anyone goes near my car, they will be decked.
deck the halls. But George, you had some thoughts about Christmas.
I did.
Thanks for printing this out, by the way.
I guess it's not just for Christmas, but I think about... I think it's an appropriate time to talk about it because as Christmas is right on the horizon, we think about the importance of gifts and spending money, and I think it's just become so commercialized that I think it's important that we don't lose track of really what our lives are supposed to represent, right? We just get blessed with stuff. Why are you laughing?
Why doesn't it resonate with you?
No, he's laughing.
I know you are. Well,
get off the floor,
Marvin.
Sorry.
Why are you not
get
resonating
off the floor.
with George's message?
I don't mean to distract you. Go ahead.
No, yes, you are. Get out. It's hard to talk when... Put your shirt back on. It's very difficult. Now I can't focus now with you joking around. I'm not going to talk about
George.
I'm leaving. Okay, so I'm going to title...
Lock the door.
I'm entitling this Stories Over Stuff.
I love that title, by the way.
And the reason that I think about it is we want our life to be more about stories, how we've impacted lives, than the stuff that we accumulate, right?
Right.
You're going to keep
Absolutely.
Alive, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So here's a question that I think we should ask ourselves is how can I leverage more of what I have to benefit others? Because I think we all agree that's where joy is found, right? When we impact others' lives, not the stuff that we get. So I think about it that money is a tool, but it shouldn't be the goal, right? Mm-hmm. The goal shouldn't be to accumulate stuff. And I was just thinking in my life over the last 5 years, how I've tried to live that out. And it's really more a testament to Lisa than it is to me, because she's just naturally a very generous person by nature. So I just want to share just kind of a couple stories with you and what that looks like. So we had the opportunity, we had my cousins visit us from Texas, and they were just in a difficult position, but because of their generosity, they're around my age, so they're in their 50s, and they have, I think it's four grandchildren because of their, you know, their daughter's maybe not best choices, four grandchildren that are in foster care, and they're all from four different fathers. So it's challenging.
Wow.
Obviously, the outlook for these children is not the best at this. So they decided to adopt them. So here they are in their 50s, empty nesters, and in a season that they're looking forward to, you know, putting away money for retirement, and they've adopted these young children. And that's life-changing, not only for the children that are now, in essence, their kids, but also for them financially. And so they came down to L.A. to see us, and we got to meet their four grandkids who I'd never met before. And I asked them, I pulled them aside, I said, are you guys, you know, going to Disneyland? Because usually that's what... And I think... he didn't, you know, he didn't want to sound like we can't afford it because, and it's obviously expensive because there's now six of them and this and that. He said, no, we're good just spending time with you guys. And Lisa overheard that conversation and she just came up to me and she said, honey, we should just gift them Disneyland. So I said, okay, I think that's a great idea.
That deep sigh, that's because you remembered the price of admission at Disneyland, right?
No, I mean, it's not cheap. So, but I guess the point is that I love the fact that immediately she was stirred to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful that I'm at the point now where I've grown where I don't fight it. At least I think it's a great idea. So we just said, we're just going to give them $700 so they can, you know, go there and enjoy it. And so we asked, I guess there's this way, Zelle or, you know, whatever it is that you do it via email or something. So she had their email account. So we just transferred $700 and hoping they wouldn't know. And all of a sudden, my cousin, I guess, gets an email that notifies you. And they said, oh, we just got a deposit of $700 in our account. And it's from you. What's this for? And we said, well, we really just want to bless you, and I think it's great that you take your family and go to Disneyland. They started weeping, and I thought, wow, what this is exactly what stories over stuff is about, and it has nothing to do with Lisa and I's heart. It's because we recognize the fact that everything we have comes from God, but it's just that $700 we would have spent on God knows what over a period of time.
Car wax,
body wax,
hair gel. It would have been spent on something
stuff
that we wouldn't even remember.
Yeah.
And here we know exactly where it went, and it's a story of impacting lives. Mm. And there's a lot of others, but then I thought something specifically like the church did when we gave as a donation $1.2 million to the Living Room in Kenya. And everyone that gives the CA participated in that. Mm-hmm. And what do we talk about? That's a story, right? Everyone who made the decision and makes a decision to give to CA, they're part of that story as opposed to taking that money, not giving it to CA, and spending it on stuff. So I think that the way I look at it is, what is our life going to look like as we're creating our legacy? Like, no one is going to talk about our stuff in the end, right? We want them to talk about the stories,
yeah,
right? We want people to tell stories about us. Jesus taught that money can add meaning to your life, but it's not the meaning of life. And I just want to look at this verse to confirm that. And it's Luke chapter 16, verse 12. So let me just read that to you. It says, and if you have not been faithful in the use of that earthly wealth which belongs to another, whether God or man, of which you are a trustee, who will give you that which is your own? And I think what he's saying in that is reminding us is that that's what we are. We're managers. We don't own it. We don't own any of that. So the moment that you think that you own the money, I think if money could talk, it would say, I own you.
Hmm.
Right? Because Jesus reminds us, I've given you everything. I'm not even asking you for it. I'm just asking that not to be central to your life. So I think of the things that I want us to reflect as, you know, we're so commercialized with Christmas to maybe cut back on the stuff, and this is what we're doing at home, as we're giving gifts to our children and grandchildren, we want to give gifts that are more about stories, things that they can do that create stories, as opposed to giving them stuff, right? We're buying them, you know, maybe tickets to a concert or ticket, you know, things that they can do as opposed to things
so
that...
So you're taking Kanan to see Snoop Dogg, is that what you're saying?
Kanan knows Snoop Dogg, so no.
No,
so,
okay, but in all seriousness, I'd like to interrupt you there for a sec, because how do you practically do that? You know, you have young grandchildren, mm-hmm. you have a son who's prime age of mm-hmm. wanting things from Santa or wherever. What are the conversations like in your house to get them thinking about those stories versus... Here's my list to Santa.
So the gifts that we're giving our grandchildren are, for example, things that they can do as opposed to things that they can consume, right? So we're
stocks. You know, they can buy or sell. Yeah.
No,
you're
no.
giving them a spreadsheet to your budget, to, your budget to allocation. No.
Either you keep it for a gain or you sell it for another gain. More gain.
That's good. You know? The secret sauce. These are my top 10.
A subscription to MSNBC,
CNBC. What is it? Stock Invest or something.
The Motley Fool.
A poster.
Ah, look at you.
A poster of Kramer.
No, no. What? We're giving things to their family so that those are things that they can do together. So, for example, maybe a weekend at a hotel that they wouldn't ordinarily go to or afford. So it's really for all of them to enjoy, to create a memory. Mm-hmm. Things with Kanan, I mean, yeah, this year we're gonna buy him an Xbox. Because,
all right, Kanan. That's
next stop over stories. There, yeah.
Make sure Kanan doesn't listen to this before Christmas. You just spoiled his surprise.
He won't listen.
But then they can create stories when they get their stuff.
No, but what this is kind of exception. But what we're trying to do is we're making choices in going more on trips, going places more with our parents, our families. And doing those things where ordinarily I'm not joking about the Xbox. He had wanted that for a couple of years, and we've been putting it off and off and on. But there's clearly going to be boundaries on how much he can use it and things of that nature. But just kind of like
But even kidding aside,
the overall theme is just to do more together.
Yeah, like, and even kidding aside, if that's something that's important to him. And you know, you don't know because he doesn't have it yet, so you'll know how important it will be in the next year or so. But that you would get on his level and say, "Hey, tell me about this game you're playing and why is it fun and can I play with
but
you?"
But here, that's the story, because when Jarrell was his age and we used to play, the one or two games I played was Halo, and that created such a point of connection with him.
Sure, I mean that I'll never forget. Nothing says father son like killing aliens. Yeah.
Well, no, like hearing Jarrell say, "Dad, not that way, this way, Dad, you're shooting me. Yeah. Why are you going? No, this way, Dad. Why are you going?" But I assume I'll relive that with Kanan.
Yeah.
But we want him to invite his friends to come over and play. So our home, we want it to be central of where he's creating these stories. Mm-hmm. So these are the three questions that I want to challenge you guys. So when it comes to stories, what breaks your heart that you're actually doing something about it, not just complaining?
Yeah.
What do you want to be celebrated for when you're gone? And what do you want people to line up and thank you for at the end of your life? And the answer to those questions very, very rarely are, "He bought me this," or "I got this wonderful," or "He left me this." No, hopefully it's the memories that you have, because how you answer these questions impacts your life as well as others, right? Do you want to have an appetite that grows in consumption, upgrades, fashion, accumulation, and have a life full of stuff? Is that going to be the meaning of your life? So if you don't decide ahead of time, then the culture is going to pull you to have more stuff. So let me read this last verse from Luke 14. And it says, "Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were sneering and ridiculing him."
Isn't that something that Bible describes the religious leaders of the day as lovers of money? That you know what, I'd never heard that before. Mm-hmm. That just impacted me right now.
And they were sneering and ridiculing. Yeah. So they're ridiculing. So do we know, let me ask you, Marvin, do you know the names of those Pharisees?
No.
Neither do I. So clearly,
so they had no impact.
Clearly,
yeah,
it wasn't important. Yeah. We don't remember the lovers of money. We remember the people that impact our lives and how we do that. So
it's good.
I want to encourage you to just live a life. Remember this season to be about stories more than stuff.
So, George, if Warren Buffett gave you $5 million, you won't remember him because you never really spent any time with him.
I would hopefully remember what I did with the $5 million he gave me, and hopefully that $5 million was impacting other lives.
Yeah, I agree.
Great answer.
And that's a good reminder around this time of year. And so hopefully, men, as you listen to this, encourage your families to be thinking in this way and to creating memories and to living generously. So yeah, that's I think that's an appropriate reminder for all of us and our families as we approach this Christmas season, because it does oftentimes get lost in the shuffle of consumerism and the stuff that we acquire. And you know, that's all fun, and you know, like, and I like that you pointed out, like, yeah, you're still going to give your son an Xbox, and there are times and that's appropriate, and you're going to build memories but around that.
Yeah, what's the use of that? Yeah, what's the ultimate? Yeah, yeah. The ultimate use is
And I mean, we don't want to get what I appreciate is we're not trying to say here, hey guys, don't give your kids mm-hmm. gifts, right? But we're saying is just be mindful of how and when we approach these moments, because these are teachable moments.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, all of us are willing to be teachable and to grow.
Yeah.
George, just to jump off on your point, you know, some of the stuff that we give, even if we don't hear the stories in this lifetime, we'll definitely see it one day when we all get to heaven, right? When it's unveiled and you see all that stories behind the heart of giving.
And think, yeah, Robert, that's a good point. Think about it. There are many times, and I think most times, are what we do to impact lives, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Right, but that's not why we do it. We do it because we're trying to be obedient and we're trying to be more and more like Jesus, because we don't know. Everyone who gave and donated, for example, to the living room, we don't know our small part in the care for someone who's dying, in the hospice care and all that. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for everyone's generosity, that wouldn't happen. So we're all weaved into that story of those individuals.
And to close, guys, if you're going to be at the weekend services coming on the 18th and 19th, you're going to hear a very special announcement from Tom regarding how we as a church and our generosity has impacted other communities in our country and actually around the world. So it's a really, really fun and special announcement. So I don't want to spoil it. And I want you to come on the weekend services to hear it. If the weekend services have already passed, you can go back and watch it on the video. But it's going to be a fun announcement, so stay tuned for that. And George, thank you so much for this awesome reminder. And to all the guys out there listening, we just want to say Merry Christmas. We love you. We thank you. Can't wait to see you at Men's Gathering on January 12th.
Sing your favorite Jingle Bell song.
Robert, send us out with your Jingle Bells.
What do you mean Jingle Bells? Well, Jingle Bells?
Yes. Send us out with
is your favorite Jingle Bells?
Your favorite rendition of Jingle Bells.
In Tagalog.
Wow, that's really putting pressure on
Tell us again how we say Merry Christmas in Tagalog.
Maligayang Pasko, guys.
Okay, Maligayang Pasko, guys. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Prospero Año Nuevo. And we'll see you
Merry Christmas, January.